We are reading in the writings of Baal HaSulam, the article, The Freedom. You can find the study material on the sites and in the Arvut system. You can ask questions live through the sites. Anyone asking a question in the study hall should stand up, hold the microphone close to his mouth, and speak loudly and clearly.
Please. Can I add, this article is one of the important ones of by Baal HaSulam. As you know, all in all, we don't have too many articles by him. He wanted to write about all forms of advancements towards the Creator, but he didn't get a chance to. So, the article, The Freedom, please.
The Freedom. Chavut, carved, on the tablets. Do not pronounce it chavut, carved, but rather chavut, freedom, to show that they were liberated from the angel of death. These words need to be clarified, for how is the matter of acceptance of the Torah related to one's liberation from death? Furthermore, once they have attained an eternal body that cannot die, through the reception of the Torah, how did they lose it again? Can the eternal become absent? Freedom of will. To understand the sublime concept, freedom from the angel of death, we must first understand the concept of freedom as it is normally understood by all of humanity. It is a general view that freedom is deemed a natural law, which applies to all of life. Thus, we see that animals that fall into captivity die when we rob them of their freedom. This is a true testimony that providence does not accept the enslavement of any creature. It is with good reason that humanity has been struggling for the past several hundred years to obtain a certain measure of freedom of the individual. Yet this concept, expressed in the word freedom, remains unclear. And if we delve into the meaning of that word, there will be almost nothing left. For before you seek the freedom of the individual, you must assume that any individual, in and of himself, has that quality called freedom, meaning that one can act according to one's choice of one's own free will.
Clear what he's asking. He's asking, is a person in this world have the quality of freedom that he can aim himself to whatever action, to whatever desire, to whatever action that he wants in a free way, not aimed by the forces of nature or some external forces, some foreign forces. Yeah, but acts on his own free will. This is the question. So this is what he's going to clarify. The main thing for us is, are we free? But how can it be that we are free and nothing is acting upon us? who feels that he is in such a way within the natural forces that obligate us to eat, to drink, to obligate our life within society, to get married, to bring kids, to care for them, meaning that we here, in many aspects, in many forces that act upon us, in all sorts of ways, and without even asking us, that act upon us and we're being activated. Where is the line? Where is the line that these forces can let us go, leave us, and give us freedom? I don't understand. Even this question I cannot digest and attain. What do you think? You don't think.
Maybe from a different direction. What is the death that he's talking about?
Freedom from the angel of death?
Yes. What is the angel of death, or what is death? And why is the freedom specifically from this?
If we delve deep into the actions of a person, we will get to a decision that everything he is doing is to escape death. Because at the end, it's clear that this is what is before us, before each and everyone. And this is why freedom from the angel of death will appear, or should appear, that it opens endless possibilities, life, etc.
Maybe, can you explain? We always say that nothing disappears, everything exists in the system. So what is this death? What is this feeling that we are running away from? The fact that it's not known in this world, that's clear. But with respect to our work, with respect to spirituality, what is this death?
We will see. Probably he's going to clarify that, because without it, the article itself will be missing.
Just to add, because he's speaking specifically, he's given an example. Animals that we capture, they die in captivity. So there's an external element here, not just an element of hurting the physical body. There's something deeper here. So what is this thing, this quality?
We'll read, I don't know. I am for studying everything from the beginning. Yes. Anew. Well, yes.
Bala Sulam
takes the scrutiny to a much deeper level here of what is freedom. It's clear that a person is placed under the laws of nature and his own nature and the circumstances of life, etc. It's all clear. But it's as if he's coming and lifting it to a level where if we're like this, then we actually have no freedom. No one doubts that we are under the laws of nature.
So what is the freedom?
Within those laws of nature, it's a fact that each person feels like an individual that has freedom. Otherwise, he would die.
No, maybe it is a false sensation.
For sure, it's a false feeling. But
no.
It's as if we disconnect the discussion from what we attend. It's as if he came and told us, live as if there's none else besides him. Yes, let's say he would come to us, live according to the law, there's none else besides him. If there's none else besides him, then of course there is no freedom. But we don't live according to there's none else besides him. Kabbalists tell us to live according to what I perceive. So why is he lifting me to a perception of reality that doesn't exist, that I don't have freedom, while a person, even after he reads this article 100 times, still, as long as he is within his ego, he does feel as though he is free. On one hand, of course it's a lie. On the other hand, we do have to live according to...
So we are researching as scientists in regards with our life, and we want to decide, do we have freedom or don't we have freedom? Or is the freedom that we have is a very limited and false freedom, and that's how we live.
But
practically speaking, what can I do with it? As long as I'm not in this perception of reality,
that I don't know, but first let's determine, am I in free will or no?
According to the perception of reality or according to the intellect, where I understand what Baruch Hashem is writing? Intellectually, I understand what he's writing, that I have no freedom. And after I read the article, I'll agree with him, I have no freedom.
Yes.
But in my feeling and in the personal perception of reality, of course I have freedom.
So it's like a young child who is left alone. The parents went to a different room. And he's running around in the living room or in the kitchen, and he feels that he's free and he does whatever he wants. And in the meantime, the mom is looking at him from her hiding, and then the father and the grandmother, and to him he appears as if he's free.
Fine, but Kabbalists, they tell us, it's as if they would tell us, live in a reality of the end of correction. There's not us besides him. They don't tell us to live in this reality. They tell us to live in a reality where you're egoists and aspire to achieve correction between you, connection between you, and discover that there is not us besides him.
The Kabbalists recommend to us to reveal there is none else besides him, that all of reality is only the Creator, and for us to be able to attain it and live within it.
Good. So can I relate to this article as a recommendation? As if Baruch Sulam is telling me, try to reveal that you have no freedom. Try to find where you do have freedom. Is this his recommendation?
Yes, his recommendation is for us to find out that we are not in freedom and that our only freedom is to awaken above the angel of death and advance in such a way.
And in the meantime, as long as a person is not in this perception, what should he do?
Attain it. But from now on, from this moment onwards, we can attain more and more and more that we are in a will to receive and that he is our angel of death.
And should he also take into account the element? We always say that let's work on the connection between us and choose the environment, as he says here in the article as well. But it's as if I don't... Now he's also telling me to work on feeling that you have no freedom. Is this another parameter I have to take into account in my work?
Yes. Yes. We'll see it. Yes.
If we really didn't have any freedom, then there would be no point in writing what he writes. But a person certainly has certain freedom because he's supposed to do something.
He is supposed to bring closer to himself a solution for the revelation of freedom.
And is it, does he have freedom in this?
In this he has freedom.
So the feeling that a person has that he's free, first of all, it's the Creator's will. We have to use it so we can make choices and not remain as if we are on the animate level.
This is why we're in the 10. That in the 10 you have freedom to advance in the direction of the connection with the friends, that you are coming to a state where you're advancing yourself towards the revelation, towards truth.
I'm talking about the fundamental feeling that a person has that he's free. It has to be there. If he doesn't feel like he's free, he will not be able to act. He will not be able to ask to go into a tenny. He won't be able to search for something. He has to feel that he's free, that his actions determine what happens to him.
Then he needs to feel that he is entirely not free, rather bound by the shackles of the will to receive for himself, and he has no way to escape it. And only one option he has to attract the light that reforms, to release him from in order to receive.
But until then, he has to feel that he is free. A person determines his state that he is not free.
To the degree that he determines to himself that he is not free, to that degree, he can lift himself above the sensation of slavery to a sensation of freedom.
Yes, another thing that we feel from this beginning or from understanding what we're learning is that every person in relation to the degree above him, he is truly not free. But is there really any real freedom at some point? Because when I feel the upper degree, I feel like I'm not free, but when I rise, I feel free again. So does the created being actually have any freedom?
True freedom is only at the end of correction. That your desires will be entirely aimed at the upper force.
Thank you.
It's not a simple thing. Because it has to be revealed only in action, only in feeling. And until then, we have a constant problem with it. Okay. We don't have any questions. Who wanted to ask?
No.
Well,
without revealing the control of the angel of death, can we not receive the reforming light? Without revealing the control of the angel of death.
Yes, is it possible to reveal the light that reforms?
Yes.
Beautiful question. To the degree that we feel the angel of death, to that degree we are able to reveal the light that reforms and to be free.
And revealing the angel of death, is it great mercy on the part of the upper one?
Thank you. Yes, correct.
Again.
Okay, yes.
Yeah.
It seems like there's another parameter that should be added. First of all, when a person feels free as long as he acts according to desires that appear in him. As long as if they're foreign desires, he doesn't feel free anymore. But the question is the desire that activates him? Because we are desires to enjoy. So the question is, does the desire that operates me make me feel good? As long as the desire makes me feel good, I feel free and I follow it. The minute this desire doesn't make me feel good, then I'm not free anymore. So the whole point is to lead him to a desire that makes him feel good. And it takes a long time for a person to understand that his desire, natural desire, that he was born with, leads him to a dead-end road.
In a way, without escape, he can rise above reason in order to bestow, and then he exits these shackles.
Right, but in this whole discussion, we should add the element of enjoying or not enjoying, good or bad, when we're talking about freedom. So this, I think, is missing here, and maybe that's confusing us.
Okay.
כן. דודי, מה אתה...
Yes, דודי. What do you... No, I'm with you, I don't know what to do.
כן.
Yes.
נראה לי זה יותר פשוט, לי...
I think it's simpler. There's no freedom. There's the will to receive, and we act according to the will to receive. When I'm hungry, I search for food.
Meaning you're saying like this, let's go home.
No.
Why not? If there is no freedom.
I come here in order to become free from the will to receive. And the real freedom is when there is the filling in the will to receive. When I am full in my will to receive, I'm freed from it. I feel good and happy. But in order to receive the filling, I need the light. I need the screen. I need to receive the filling in order to bestow. This is the real freedom.
Okay. Very well. We're going to finish. No, I have here Women Heap 2.
Thank you, Av. The illusion of freedom that a person has is one of the most powerful forces in life. He constantly aspires also to push it away. When we study Kabbalah, we also understand that there's no freedom. We're under a certain system of laws in the will to receive. What is the purpose of the illusion of freedom? How should we use it correctly? That we feel that we are choosing, we are making decisions.
If we are taking away the freedom from a person, the person, we don't have any claims towards a person. Like with an animal, if you're taking it down lower than a degree of a man, that he can rise to the Creator, you lower him to the degree of an animal, meaning living on instincts, that he was inserted with a certain tape according to which it acts, and it has no judgment like a person. Is this how we should relate to a person?
That's exactly the question. On the one hand, he doesn't do anything, so he's not at fault. You can't blame him. There's no consequences to his actions. On the other hand, he doesn't get beat up.
Yes. So how should we relate to a person? Does he have freedom or does he not have any freedom? Does he have at least one parameter according to which he can choose and change?
I don't know.
You don't know. Okay. Someone there is yelling behind the scenes. So what will we do?
יש כאן שאלות?
Are there any questions here?
אמרת שבאת נתחיל ללמוד כמו בדף.
You said that we need to study like on a clean slate. I want to ask, when he writes you that it's with good reason that over the past several centuries people have struggled until they obtained a certain measure of freedom. So what freedom did they obtain, did they achieve? What is he writing about?
No, that we're not slaves as we were before, that humanity fought for freedom. That we don't live in a society of slaves.
But what is the connection between the real freedom we want to scrutinize and...
That is something else, but he's saying that even according to our framework, the corporeal framework, humanity does not agree to slavery. Everywhere you see Africa, you see all sorts of... Everyone is getting rid of slavery. From generation to generation, everyone is becoming more independent, more free, and so on.
I don't understand why is this not good.
He's not saying that it's not good. He's saying this is the correct direction. But we're speaking about a different level, a different degree of freedom. Freedom from the upper governance.
Can there be freedom from the upper governance?
And if not, I remain a beast. Because there is still an upper government, not that... Not that I sue my owner that he's making a beast out of me, or that the upper force is making a beast out of me, but in a different way.
But in freedom from the upper governance, it doesn't matter. He's either controlled by the will to receive, or if he has a screen, he is controlled by the laws of the will to bestow. And that too is slavery.
I'm sorry to say that you don't understand it yet. We'll talk in a few lessons, write it down. It's not the same. Okay. One question? Yes.
From PT30, should we disseminate this article to people who feel they have freedom?
They don't have a deficiency to freedom in the way that you want to explain it to them. Freedom of the angel of death. What is the angel of death? We're not going to die. We're going to die. What can happen? What life do you bring to them? They have no passion towards it.
How can we explain to people on the outside that they are not free?
We'll read and we'll understand. Remain with that question. And we will try to answer it. Okay.
Woman Toronto.
Just a woman Toronto, I owe them.
No, lady.
No, lady.
So, freedom. You mentioned so many things about this subject today that make me feel as though we don't really have any freedom, because it's like we have a string that is connected to the Creator, and we just have this illusion that we have freedom, but the only freedom is towards the Creator, which makes me wonder, what is freedom?
We will see it. We have barely started. We just read a few initial phrases, sentences. Wait a little. After all, you're a woman who's studied a lot, and you understand that you first need to go over the article once or maybe twice, and then we'll know how to speak on the freedom.
אבל כנראה שבכל זאת אפשר להשיג אותו, אחרת בשביל מה בכלל לא כותב?
But likely you can attain it, because otherwise why else would he write?
והוא אומר לך שהחירות הוא...
And he's saying to you that the freedom from the angel of death...
אם אני אגיד לאיזשהו אדם עכשיו ברחוב...
If I tell to some a person on the street that I have a cure against death...
אז ודאי ש...
Then certainly he will agree.
No. נדבר על זה פעם הבאה.
No, we'll talk about it another time, which will be tomorrow.
מה קורה לנו היום?
So what happens to us today?
We have an announcement. Dear friends, you are invited to the virtual world convention. Everything is obtained by the power of prayer, led by the Asia groups. It'll take place on July 1 and 2, and it'll happen in the Avot system and in several physical locations. Registration will open soon. And today's events broadcasts are the afternoon lesson at 12 o'clock. And now we'll sing a song together. Have a good day and a great night.
L'amour est dans l'union. L'amour est dans l'union. L'amour est dans l'union. L'amour est dans l'union. L'union des amis. L'amour est dans l'union. L'amour est dans l'union. L'amour est dans l'union. L'amour est dans l'union. L'union des amis. Un pour tous, tous pour un. Un pour tous, tous pour un. Un pour tous, tous pour un. Nous arriverons.
Nous arrivons au...